Welcome to this week's virtual drasha. This week we have the incredible privilege of Parshas Tzav. And whereas the bulk of the parsha is really involved in sacrificial law, the halachos of karbanos, rituals, and rites, the end of the parsha transitions to the inauguration. Really like the setting aside and the consecration and then ultimate inauguration of Aaron and his sons as the Kohanim, as the people who would ultimately run the Mishkan. And of course, this really comes to a head in next week's parsha. Next week's parasha begins by Yom HaShmini. It was on the eighth day. The eighth day is when the baton of what we'll call it Mishkan leadership was handed from Moshe to Aaron and his sons. And so one of the last psukim in this week's parasha, the Torah says as follows. This is in Perek Ches, Pasuk Lamed Hei, chapter 8, verse 35. U'pesach o'el moed teshvu yomam v'layla shivas yomim. At the entranceway of the Mishkan, the entranceway of the o'el moed, they shall sit, they as being Aaron and his sons, day and night for 7 days, ushmartim es mishmeres Hashem v'lo samuso, and literally again they shall guard the holy place of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and or the holy responsibility of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they will not die. Okay, a pretty straightforward idea. So for 7 days, which were the days of training, the days of inauguration, Torah Kedosha tells us, Aaron and his sons, you got to stay by the Mishkan. Day and night for 7 days, you got to have to be by the Mishkan. And the Chassam Sofer, Zecher Tzaddik V'Kol Shevracha, has such a beautiful insight. He says that within this phrase, within this pasuk, is such a profound life lesson as well. And Chassam Sofer says as follows. He says, Shivas Yomim, 7 days. Elu Shivim Shnos Chaim. This refers to the 70 years of life. Quoting the concept of David HaMelech, David HaMelech writes in Tehillim, that a lifespan is 70 years. That's how long a person lives. I don't know. In Begvuro Shmonim Shonav, a person has Gvura, a lot of life strength, a lot of life mazel, 80 years. But 70 years represents the basic unit of life, the basic unit of existence. So Shivas Yamim, 7 days, is a metaphorical allusion to 7 decades, 70 years. Oel Moed, what the Oel Moed means, the Mishkan. What is the Mishkan a metaphorical allusion to? Zeha Olam Haba. That refers to the world to come. So what is the Pasuk, what life lesson is the Pasuk coming to teach us? Im kol shivim shnos chayiv, yashav adam bepesach hachak lintamid, hainu, so the Chassam Sofer says like this. The Pasuk is teaching us an incredible mission of life. What's the goal of life? Sit by the entranceway of the Pesach, of the Olam Moed. Sit by the entranceway of Olam Haba all 70 years of your life. Now what does that mean? To sit by the entranceway of Olam Haba, of the world to come, the Mishkan, all 70 years of your life? Chassam Sofer says it means a person should be in a constant state of preparedness to leave this world. Now, let's analyze this for just a bit. One of the beautiful parts about Yiddishkeit is that we are a life-affirming religion. At the end of the day, as much as we believe in an afterlife, we believe in Olam Haba, we believe in a world to come, we're not in a rush to get there, because we believe that man's greatest accomplishments are not in the world to come. That's where man reaps the benefit of a life well-lived. Man's greatest accomplishments are only in this world. But yet we believe in an Olam Haba. And we believe that the most traumatic part of death is not the loss of life, because we believe in a world to come. The most traumatic part of death is the knowledge that sometimes I leave here with unfinished business. That sometimes there are things I had to fix, some things I had to accomplish, things I had to improve, things I had to change. And maybe, chas v'shalom, I leave this world before I had a chance to do those things. That's the scary part of death. The cessation of life, I believe in a world to come. But the knowledge or the fear that maybe I leave this world before I finish up everything I have to do, before I fix everything that's broken, that's what keeps me up at night. That's what bothers me. That's what's scary. And the Chassam Sofer says, the Kadosh Baruch Hu acknowledges this and therefore gives us a tremendous piece of advice. What should you do? How should you live? Live at the entranceway of the Ohel Moed. Live at the entranceway of the world to come all 70 years of your life. Meaning, be prepared to leave this world at any given moment. The Chassam Sofer is teaching us such a profound lesson, which is, all of us have things in life which are broken. Maybe I've broken relationships with other people, fractured relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or maybe I'm not even in sync with myself. There are things about my personality that I have to change. There are behaviors I have to stop and other behaviors I have to start. But the nature of man is to procrastinate. The nature of man is to kick the proverbial can down the road. Don't worry, there's no urgency today because there's always tomorrow. And not tomorrow, there's next year. And not next year, and not next year, There's a next decade. There's plenty of time to be able to accomplish the things that I need to accomplish. It doesn't have to get done now. And the Chassam Sofer says something truly beautiful. The Chassam Sofer says, don't live that way. Whatever needs to get fixed, fix it now. Whatever needs to be prepared, prepare it now. Repair it now. Whatever has to be mended, mend it now. Why procrastinate? We do not know how much time we have in this world. And so if a person lives life at the entryway to Olam Haba, at the entryway to the Mishkan, to the Olam Moed, if a person lives life recognizing, yeah, I could leave here at any moment, so let me have myself in a personalistic state of preparedness. Let me have my life in order. The Chassam Sofer quotes the Gemara that says, Shuv yom echa lifnei misasecha, repent one day before you die. In other words, make sure that the day before you die, you have everything in order. You'll say, I don't know the day that I'm going to die. And the Gemara says, exactly. Because I don't know when I'm going to leave this world, that's exactly why I have to remain in a constant state of preparedness. That's exactly why I have to have my stuff in order at all times. What a profound and overwhelming lesson. Spend all 7 days, spend all 7 decades sitting at the entranceway of Olam Haba, sitting at the entranceway of the Mishkan, of the world to come, not because I'm eager for death, Chas v'shalom, but because I know the day is going to come and I want to be in a state of personalistic preparedness. Be ready. As Shlomo HaMelech says, Bechol is you begadecha levanim. Your clothing should be white at all times, which again, same motif. Make sure you're ready. We never know when we have to exit the stage. We never know when we have to leave this world. So why leave things in a broken state? Why leave things in a state of disrepair? If I know that things have to be changed, have to be added, have to be mended, have to be repaired, do it today. You know, just recently, just 2 weeks ago, my wife and I, we took an incredible group of women from the community to Eretz Yisrael on a really overwhelming mission. You know, it was a mission of Chizuk, and the Chizuk went both ways. And we met so many special people, families who lost their children, soldiers, holy soldiers, precious soldiers, who died defending Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. And one of the most incredible things that I took away from each and every one of these encounters was each of these young men, they had like principles that they stood for in life. You know, as one of the parents put it, we went to visit the parents of Nitai Meisels, Hashem Yikom Domo, and his parents gave us like a list of what they called his Aseres Hadibros, his 10 commandments. These were the things that he lived by in life. These were the things that he did. Or when we went to the kever of Ayal Mevorach Twito, and we met his mother, Shiri Twito, in Rehovot. Same thing, so the bookmark, with like, these are the life lessons that my son embodied. And it wasn't just that these young men that they, and it was like this with every person we met. It wasn't the pshat that like, these are the things they said. It's these are the things they said, and these are the things they did. These are the things they said, and these are the, this is the way that they lived. And it was so overwhelmingly dramatic. So I thought to myself, sitting there and I'm listening to these parents who have lost the world, who have lost a beloved child, thinking to myself, how incredible is it that these young men in their 20s, how is it that it almost feels they were ready to go? Like, they didn't leave anything unfinished. They had their Aseres Hadibros, they had their life principles, and they lived by them. And you could see even from the way the parents were talking that there was like a sense of shlemos, a sense of completion in the short lives that these boys lived. And it was very humbling, because the truth is, if I were to leave the world today, chas v'shalom, I know that there's so much that's still broken. There's so much that's still unfinished. There's so much that still needs to get done. I know it. And the scary part about it for me is, I just don't know if I have a plan to get it all done today. And meanwhile, again, the Chassam Sofer, and Nitai Meisels, and Ayal Twito, and so I'll speak about more of the boys in Meretz Hashem in coming weeks as well. You know, it's like they whisper in our ear, get it done. You never know what life brings your way. And I don't mean this Chassam in a fatalistic way or in a depressing way. But the truth is, death is very much a part of life. It's a fixture. It's a reality. We know it's coming. It's just halabai. We just hope it's not coming for a while. But the Chassam Sofer says, you know that it's coming. So be ready. And what does it mean to be ready? All being ready means, if there's something broken, don't wait to fix it. If there's something that needs to get done, don't wait to do it. If there's something that needs to change, don't wait to change it. That's Shuv Yom Echa Lifnei Misasecha. Do tshuva before, one day before you die. Let your clothing be white, be pure, be pristine at all times. Or to phrase it in the positive, mitzvah habal yadecha al tach misa, an opportunity comes your way, don't let it go. What does all of that mean? What that means is I just want to know that whenever I have to leave this world, I'm leaving myself, my life behind in a state of completion. I've done what I needed to do. I fixed what I needed to fix. I corrected what I needed to correct. I did what I needed to do, and I stopped doing the stuff that I shouldn't stop doing. Live life by the entranceway of the Olam Moed. Live life by the entranceway of Olam Haba for 7 days, for 70 years, for an entire lifetime. Live life in a state of preparedness. Chevra, imagine if we actually lived this way. I'm sure some of you do, I don't yet. But imagine if we actually lived this way. Imagine if before I went to sleep at night, you know, I thought to myself, okay, what are all the things that when I started the day were broken? And now, Baruch Hashem, what did I repair? What relationships were I able to mend? You can't mend every relationship, but the ones that I can, right? What's broken inside of me that I addressed? What's broken in my relationship with Kadosh Baruch Hu that I addressed? And to know that by the time the day is over, I've done what I can in order to fix it. Now, of course, some problems take longer to fix. But as long as I'm actively involved in the process of fixing, of mending, of restoring, of repairing, then that is a life of preparedness. We should all be Zochem, Yeretz Hashem, to have 120 years in this world. But of course, we never know how much we have. We should be Zochem, Yeretz Hashem, that each day of our beautiful lives in this world, each day which is a true gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should always be lived Pesach Olam Moed, should be lived at the entrance of the Mishkan, at the entrance of Kiddusha, at the entrance we have Olam Haba. Wishing everyone a good Erev Shabbos and a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh.